Lagos, Nigeria, wherever it is that you are listening right now. We hope that you're having a wonderful time. We hope that you woke up on the bright side. We hope that you woke up happy, excited about life, because you know what? You are unstoppable.
That's right. And that's one thing. The only person who can stop you is you. And yeah. We say this thing, it sounds like cliche, but at the end of the day, it is what it is.
It is what it is, actually. Nobody can stop you if you... You stop yourself.
That's right.
Except you stopped yourself.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel this morning? How are you?
I feel super pumped. I can't really navigate it as to what is making me feel this super pumped, but yeah. I am super, super pumped. It's just this vibe. There's an energy I am feeling from the inside that is just, you know, very beautiful. And I'm loving it. How about you?
Man, I feel great. That's it.
You do?
Yeah, I feel great. That's a word to describe it.
Sure?
Yeah, I do.
You want to tell me, I mean, I wasn't, that I feel good doesn't sound convincing.
Yeah, but
do you want to make it convincing?
Yeah, I feel great, you know, but I feel, this morning something happened that just kind of like almost wanted to steal my feeling great.
Okay, what happened?
So guys, I don't know. How do you handle a situation where your intention are pure, are amazing, your intention are lovely, they're even romantic, and then it ends up bad. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
How do you manage it? And then at that point, you know,
where you
your intention becomes irrelevant because the bad has happened and all the people say, all people can see is the bad.
Okay.
So this is where I'm going with this. So this morning, you know, I try to be the great guy as a Mumu Men Association member.
Okay.
So I saw that you're a bit preoccupied and I asked you, like I always do.
Yeah, what I was going to put on.
So I asked Andrea, so what are you wearing this morning? Do you have any specific stuff in mind? And then she brought out two tops. So okay, any of these two. So initially, I just didn't mean any more and I picked one. So I'll tell you whether the one I picked initially was what she's wearing. Yes, that's what she's wearing right now. So the second one, I did not touch it. And then she came back. That's what she put on. You know, she didn't even notice that I did not iron
it. Okay.
That one. I said, no, I've not ironed this one. I said, hey, but is this what you want to put on? I said, yes. I'm like, but you told me any of the two. Any of the two. So, right. I said, okay, let me do it again. Since you're still busy, let me do it again. Now, so I carry that beautiful blouse, so beautiful, colory, fiery blouse. I'll take a picture of it if you want to see it. I now went to iron it, and then with the gist, as I was ironing...
You burnt it!
I just, you know, those blouse, it's easy to burn blouse. As I just burned it, I looked at her face, man, I knew that, yo, Collins, you messed up. You know, and then I was just in my head like, but this was a good intention. I mean, it was like, I had a good intention. I did not have plans to burn it, and it happened. And it just dawned on me that, and I apologized. I said, I'm sorry, and I'm going to apologize again. I don't mean now.
It's okay.
But how did you feel when it happened? Forgot.
I felt really bad. I can't even lie. Trust me. I felt so bad because, you know how it is when you have planned what you want to put on in your head.
Yep.
And you've already, you know, looked at how, this is going to look pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Putting this and that together. It's going to make sense. I'm going to storm the place. I'm, you know, going to taunt necks and all of that. So, you know, and then I brought it to you. I actually was confused as to which to
wear.
Because they both fit and match into the plan, you know. So I said, okay, any of these two can go. And I gave it to you. My thought was that you would iron the both and then I could just pick from the two, right?
Yeah.
But then you picked the one that you felt. I'm sure you picked this one because you liked it more.
Well, not right. I actually picked it because it's easy to iron.
Now what?
It's easier.
Now real what?
No. The color of that one is quite...
Yeah.
You get that color. Yeah. You had to iron down. So
anyway. I mean, so I'm...
And it's gone. I burnt it.
Man, you pay me. I can't lie. Because that top, that top. I'd only put on that top like 3 times.
Child, you paid me.
Just 3 times. Now it is condemned. I can't even put it on again. So yes, it. I felt really bad.
We won't condemn it.
It's condemned now. I can't.
I'll use style. We'll put design. We'll put logo on it.
Now you start.
Do you know how many clothes?
You are.
Do you know how many clothes?
Oh. You're a humble logo.
See,
but I actually did appreciate that you did that for me. It's just, you know, I felt really bad that that top is gone right now.
Mm-hmm. How do you handle, guys? How do you handle when someone you love hurts you unintentionally? How do you treat it? Do you look at the person as if it's not because it's you?
Yeah.
Even because it's you. But deep within you, you're still angry.
Yes.
Your relationship, does it remain the same after someone hurts you unintentionally?
Unintentionally, that's the word. Like, unintentionally. It wasn't the plan. The person never meant to hurt you.
Yeah, and especially when the person's intention is actually for good, it means good, or it's to be romantic. For example, now you go buy, like the day I brought, and this iron my shirt I've spot, you know. I don't know if you had this experience before, trying to help out, or maybe.
But I forgive you, though.
Moment as a session, you just, okay, let me. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I just thought to say that so that you don't feel like I'm still mad at that. I'm not.
Yeah.
I just felt bad that my shirt is gone.
I know, but we'll try. We'll get another shirt. I promise you. In my mind, I made up. I'm even changing the irons. Maybe the irons have contributed to the matter. But, you know, getting to the conversation so we can bring the rest of Lagos in as we also find out what's happening in the streets of Lagos this morning. Okay. And look, let's say you wanted to help out. And then there's a day also I wanted to help out in washing. And I went to mix clothes anyhow. I just put, you know, this one.
Yes.
And, you know, I saw in your face like, oh, man, it's a tough place to be, especially for the person who is trying to help.
Yeah.
Or who's trying to do something to make you happy.
Yeah.
I see a situation where a couple wanted to even propose to the partner.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy wanted to propose to the partner.
But it wasn't the setting.
Made it public. And it wasn't the setting. And
she
this
lied.
Lady went ballistic. Nah. And everyone was like, what's wrong with you, Seth? He means good now. He wants to marry you. And he said, I never wanted this. I don't want it publicly. I don't. So in that case, you might want to judge a bit like, hey, you should have. But at the end of the day, you don't know how the person feels about that.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, you look at a guy whose intention was to make you happy. You were like, but this guy had a good intention.
Yeah.
So are good intention enough reasons to excuse a person's misgiven or mistake?
Yeah.
A good intention is good enough for an excuse.
You also asked a very, very, very strong question that even myself, I'm trying so hard to think, what do I do at that time?
Mm-hmm.
How that the intention was not to hurt you, but it happened unintentionally.
As I see your face,
how
like,
would you handle that situation when this love of your life, this, you know, your heaven on earth, you know, hurt you real bad, but it was not their intention to hurt you. For instance, right, there are cases where, you know, your partner takes your ATM card and misplaces it, or uses your ATM card, the number on your ATM card to, you know, buy something on the line on you know, and one way or the other bought excess, or one way or the other
exposed to fraudsters.
How do you handle that? Because, and then your money is going, you know, and maybe just weird situation. I don't even want to talk cheating this time because I know some people, the first thing to think about is, oh, if my partner unintentionally cheats on me, which wasn't the intention to hurt me, and you know that leads, I'm not sure even if it's intentional or unintentional, I can't stay there, you know, I don't think I'm going to forgive the person. But in a case where you know that this is not the, it was never the intention,
yep,
you're really hurt by it, how do you handle it?
That's a question on our banter this morning. And as you know, it's a Thursday. We have our regulars on the show. We have someone in the clinic.
That's
ladies
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, at 11 o'clock, you'll be meeting whoever is in the clinic so that all of us as family members in the family clinic on Family Talk on What's Up Lagos today would have an opportunity to help a soul or help an individual who's in need, a family member who's in need. But you know how we start. As we go along with our banter, we'd also ask you to give us a report of what's happening in your neighborhood. So you call the radio station to tell us what's going on in your lungu. But hey, remember, you have to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" That's a way of identifying with the family and also letting us know that you are alive and kicking.
Mm.
And also a way of appreciating the gift of life.
Yes, right.
And also a way of also putting your negative emotions, you know, letting them out. fired away into the skies with those words, "What's up, Lagos?"
That's right. The number is 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that via
0809-597-5805, 0809-597-5805. That's the number for WhatsApp for those who like to be a part of What's Up Lagos this morning right here, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
That's right. Tell us how you're doing, what's going on around your area. We're right here to hear from you. Remember, tell us, how can you handle a situation where that your loved one, this person you love so much, hurt you unintentionally? How do you handle that?
Right. You know, for partners or couples, you know, it's a common thing. Even for parents and children.
Yeah.
Imagine your dad and mom, good intended, go buy you one shoe you don't like.
That's not even hard.
It will hurt too.
Well, I'll
they go and buy a shoe
times.
That you know you take to school, they'll laugh at you. You know, parents sometimes with good intention, instead of buying you maybe original Nike, they now buy it is Mikey or Mike, because her name is Mike.
How do I wear this to school right now?
They saw the Nike logo. They said, no, this is not Nike. They saw Mike. He said, my son's name is Mike now. This is Mike. They know said, Mikey. They go buy. You know, they give you, you go not vexed for what you did. And they won't understand. So this child is very unappreciative.
Yeah.
So, guys, how do you handle it? Where did that come from?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive! Welcome.
Good morning. Good. How are you doing today?
We're fine.
Doing good.
How are you two?
I think I'm fine. I'm not very fine because I received the call just now, and then it's a very good friend of mine that does not like insults, but then he was supposed to find me as his very best friend in class. In class, so doesn't even with anybody in class in school. That I'm talking about school.
Okay.
So just this morning, she just called me and she was like, "Hello, I don't even like what to do." I mean, she does not even want me to call her whenever she's going. I should just do as if I'm not seeing her. I should not even call. I was never come near to her. Like I was just, about many things that I need to do today.
Wow.
So I was just down. I don't explain my feeling right now.
You didn't do anything, and she just called you from the blues and said, "I don't want to have anything to do with you again."
You know, we had a conversation two, 3 days ago. So that day was her birthday. So she was don't want to come and loud in school and come and start wearing one sneakers and everything. You know, that's our kind of person. She doesn't like him. So she's a grown up adult, but I can still call myself sister to her. So I just called her baby, like, happy birthday, baby. Alongness and prosperity. God bless you. We just sat on WhatsApp and she was like, "Hey, what do you mean? Do I don't like this? I don't like mingling with people." That fact that she has to talk to me doesn't mean that she now come and start disrespecting her.
Oh.
Blah, blah, blah. She's my very good person.
Wow.
We talk every time, but once we talk, it makes sense to me. So she told me not to call her. So I don't know how to go about it. So I've dropped a message for her on WhatsApp. I've dropped voice calls for her. She's not even saying it. I dropped she's not saying it. I don't know what to do.
Wow. Is this person an elderly person? Is this person older than you?
Yes, she's only taking 4 or 5 years from me. So I know she's in my car.
All right.
All right.
The line is not clear.
It's not clear. But I mean, if you're listening, can I go ahead? Can I tell
Why
her
not?
Something?
Why not?
Okay, so I think that it's normal. She could be feeling that, am I giving this babe too much room to, you know, be too comfortable around me?
Yeah.
And that could lead to disrespect. So I think she's guarding against that.
Wow.
Her guards are just up.
Yeah.
But if she shows how sincere she is, that she's sorry, she didn't mean that.
Yep.
I'm sure that her friend would come around.
That's if there's no external force.
Yeah.
That's if there's nothing else she's heard or someone else has not been pointing out.
Mm.
You know, people have a way of reading meanings to happenings in other people's lives.
Yeah.
Like, hey, call the baby. This one, don't see you finish. You know, a comment like that could just push you to, you know, act irrationally.
Yeah.
But you see, I think you just give her some time. Give her some time and show, be sincerely sorry. Now, don't go and beat yourself. If you know, do pass calling in baby. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't kill yourself. Don't beat yourself. I know you want to keep the relationship, but show that you're sincerely sorry and give her some time.
Yeah.
I'm sure she will
She'll
get over
come
it.
Around.
All right. Well, oh boy. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
You have 1 minute before we go on a break.
Yeah, yeah. Talking on that burning things, the maternity year last week, my wife was having this back pain. I said, make a help her press on with water. My brother, now, so I carried this water, they press. I thought it was the pain from the back that was doing my wife, not knowing that I was burning her back. When I realized that I want to enter Grand Ole, for the next 3 days, I wasn't myself. I said, who sent me? Who sent me this hour? Who sent me now? Share for just cuckoo use for water, do I want you guys to know?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you had good intention.
The intention was pure, but the outcome wasn't sweet.
Yeah, thank you for sharing with us. I appreciate
you. I can relate with your burning of clothes.
I'm dying.
Madam Andrea, sorry.
No, wow.
Don't worry, play some music.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
That's right. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techies. Check your time. It's 10:32 on the clock. Today is the 23rd of September, 2021. And it's a Thursday. Remember, Family Clinic is live. That is from the 11th hour. That is 11 o'clock. We will be bringing you Family Clinic. Someone is in the clinic and will be needing our help. And as you know, we're family here. Mm-hmm. And we would love for you to, you know, take this person as family as well and help him with a situation that he or she is in at the moment.
That's right. But before we get into that, we started by having a banter and a conversation that had to do with, good intention, turning, bringing a bad outcome, how it could be handled. So I was trying to iron my baby's shirt.
Oh, you call me your baby.
Yeah, my
baby.
Still. And then I go by mistakenly burn the matter. And, you know, the look on her face was just so disappointing. I mean, she was disappointed and just, she was, I don't know what to describe the emotion. And I could relate because that's one of her favorites. She liked it. And, but me, I had good intention. So we're asking the question this morning, have you been in a situation where your good intention gives a bad outcome and then you had to deal with that? How did you deal with it? How did the person who you hurt handle it? You know, we're given certain scenarios that have happened or that do happen in our lives on a daily basis. Yeah. Let's talk about that even as we find out what's happening with you wherever you are in the city of Lagos this morning.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's for WhatsApp only. The ladies' line, please make sure you don't call it as a man. You call it, I give a left hand.
I'll take it again. 01465-7190.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah, this is I'm a first time caller, actually.
Wow.
I just started the number for the first time and it went through.
Yay, wow. Yay. You are lucky. Yeah.
Super special and lucky. Wow.
Of course, I appreciate you guys. I love your wife's laughs. They're very fantastic.
Wow.
I listened to what you were talking about this morning. I wanted to just clarify some of the issues. You know, when you said you bond her blouse.
Uh-huh.
I said to myself, she said she wanted to wear two. She was not sure which one to wear.
Yeah.
And she said it's an iron one. So I said, okay, the fact that he burnt one, at least it helps her clarify which one to wear. So there was no difference as to what to wear, what to wear. So
yeah,
I think that was, you said that you chose to iron.
Do what? Yes.
Easier to iron.
Wow.
And I said, look at what looking for easy work, you know, landed you into.
Yeah, savage, man.
Then the third and funny one, because again, we've had this incident before. I can tell you what happened. So,
okay.
My uncle was, you know, he plays football and all that. And so we burnt the jersey. My cousin burnt the jersey. And so he usually wears a top, you know, that he goes to play. Because after sweating with the jersey, he'll wear it. His shirt and come back. So what he just did was he folded the jersey and put it in the car. He said she will find out on the pitch that it was burnt. He said so that when he's angry on the pitch, by the time he comes back, the anger would have, you know, calmed down. For me, you know, in terms of how I manage, you know, this kind of challenges, I forgive everybody ahead. So I generally don't take anything personal. I have not seen anything. So before you even offend me, you know, whether you're close to me or not close to me, I have forgiven you.
Okay.
You know, so it's easier for me to move on. Just I will not talk to you again, to be fair, but in terms of forgiveness, I will just forgive you and just move on.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
You didn't tell us your name, did you?
I'm Toby.
All right, Toby. Thank you so much. I keep listening. Wow, Toby. First of all, he's savage. You know, but look here, at the end of the day, I mean, you wanted to choose one.
But if you look at it right, I would have just gone with the shirt that you ironed.
Yeah.
And then just said, don't worry about the other one. Have gone to iron it again and, you know, get it to burn it. I would just you know, gone with what
thank
you
God
ironed
I didn't
in the first place.
If I just don't, but I said you should do. You see, that's how the devil. It would have been a coincidence, and then it would not turn out to be that you're
angry.
It would
be more heated.
You burnt it. Thank God I just took it. Okay, let me do this one. Thank God. Mumu Men Association.
Wow.
Anyways, let's get back to the.
There's the part he said, forgive ahead.
Easy. When it happened, you know that you forget ahead. Okay. It's not easy, but I think it's a skill that people have to learn.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Welcome.
Thank you. Now, I want to ask both of you. When you say, I'm forgiving the person, is there maybe like, you're forgiving the person for something good, the person wanted to do good intentions and all that. Now, is there a peak where you actually go and drop forgiveness and say, okay, I'm forgiving the person, that you will remember that thing? It's not possible. It's not possible. Because that maybe there was a place you wore that shirt to or something, and
the memory.
You just remembered it. Oh, it will come back.
Yes.
I don't think this forgiveness thing, is in you. Is it that you're not talking about it or... you just want to be quiet.
No,
you have to forgive and you don't remember. It's not possible. I don't know how possible that is, because I can relate with this.
Okay.
This white trousers, I hardly wear it, but when I wear it, I know I want to wear it. My husband burnt it. Each time I remember, I talk about it. I say, but you said you have forgiven me. You keep talking about this again and again. What is it? Let me pay. I don't want him to pay, but you understand.
Yeah, I get you.
When you say you forgive and all that, I don't know if you can actually forgive.
I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah, that is it. I'm Zeno. Bye.
Thank you, Zeno.
Hey, Zeno, thank you.
So I feel her. I feel her pain.
Yeah.
And trust me, it's the same, it's the exact way that I felt and I'm still feeling. Trust me. It's not something I can forget. That my fine top has gone. You definitely, you're going to hear it again.
I know that I'm going to hear it many
times. But that does not mean that I have not forgiven you, right?
Forgiveness is not forgetting, right?
Exactly. It's not. They're two different things. Those people say if you have forgiven somebody, you should forget about it and move on. But it's tough. You know, to forget that someone hurt you, but does not mean that you have not forgiving them, right? But another thing I want to say, right? Sometimes appeasing the gods, right, has a way of just helping you forget about it. So she says her husband has been saying, let me pay for it, and she's been saying no. The moment your husband actually does, the moment you allow your husband to pay for it and buy you a new one or something, trust me, or something that looks exactly like that, you will forget about
that's
it.
That's right. That's right. You forget.
You will move on.
Or anytime you want to feel bad, you'll be like, but he bought me something. You know, he's going to caution you. But it's not easy to forget just like that. Forgive and forget. It's not that easy. But forgiving is very necessary, and you have to do it. It's a practice. That's what it's a skill. You have to practice forgiving because it's good for your own sanity.
That's right.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lego?
You're live.
what's up, Lego? I'm so excited. Good morning, Mr. Collins and Andre Teke.
Good morning.
Yeah, I have your pictures on my phone. You know, I really enjoy the vibe of both of you all the time. At work, I'm calling from work. I know I'm on that camera. I'm for all my workers here.
Under the table. Go under the table so that they will not see you.
Yeah, because we always listen to your show from morning. We are on Nigeria Info. Everyone at my workplace. You make our days. You enjoy. You see, I'm on the phone. I'm on that. I just have to put down the reduce the radio so that I can my phone and get through. I'm so excited. God bless you for your show. Amen. God bless Nigeria Info.
Amen.
I'm so excited. Keep up the good work. I'm on Nigeria Info. You guys looking on Nigeria Info.
Okay.
Wow. Everyone is just so excited. Can you all say what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. It's the light.
God bless
you too.
Thank you.
What? You didn't mention your name, did she?
No, what's your name?
My name is Dami Mercy, and I'm calling from Lad and Lad Clothing Limited.
Wow, great, fantastic. In fact, your business, God bless your hustle, God bless your business. And
shout out to everyone who screamed what's up, Lagos, right there.
That's the feel, guys. In case you tuned in, you're wondering what's happening here. We just kind of mess around and then people love it. Yeah.
We mess around?
More or less.
Do we really mess around?
We just do us.
We do us, you know.
That's messing around.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's messing around.
That's the way to put it. That's the most modest way to put it, if you like. But we try to be as real as possible to get people to talk about the things that actually really, you know, matters to them.
And the good thing or the sweet thing about what we do here is very relatable.
Yep.
So we must have given you one gist or the other that you say, yes,
yes,
it happened to me.
You know, someone actually sent me an email to tell me that this topic we talked about, the day we talked about tea, the narration of tea.
Where you dip your bread inside the tea.
You guys say you can't stop laughing. And I'm like, yeah, because we all can relate to that. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
0700-993-993-993.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yes. Good morning, Collins and Teke and your wife
Andrea.
You guys are doing a great work. This is Onyebuchi from Yaba.
Welcome, Onyebuchi.
Okay, so on the topic, okay. Mine happened the day my best friend burnt my radio for me not to listen to the program.
He burnt your radio.
Yes. So the intention was good. Okay. So I went for a night duty, and he knows when I return in the morning, I will tune into the station. So he wants to help me to touch the phone, the radio, you know, this MP3, MP4 radio.
Mm-hmm.
So he now plugged it on the light, and the thing got burnt.
Wow.
Okay? So returning and trying to on the radio, and I discovered that the thing got burnt, and he don't even know how to tell me, but he already know that I'm in love with Nigeria Info. So he don't even know how to tell me. I was not happy because I asked him, what happened? He said that he plugged the thing, he now woke up, he discovered the thing was already smelling and all this stuff. I said, did I even ask you to do that for me?
Who sent you?
Yeah.
I know how to handle this thing. Why? Okay, so. But in the long run, I'm up to last week, and it's still like this. This thing happened in 2020.
Wow.
And up to last week, he's still like, I'm sorry, can I buy a new radio? I said, I bought another one, of course, you know, and I'm forgiving you. And he was like, in fact, you may need to be listening to Nigeria Info because of that incident. I said, good fine, but for me, how I treat cases is that I see it a two-way thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, the person that did it is not happy, even though he wants to please you.
Yeah.
And you that he wants to please will not be happy. Mm-hmm. So it's a shared risk.
Yeah,
so
it is.
Quickly, I tend to forgive, but you know, forgiving it could be possible now, very, very instant. But to forget takes time.
That's
even when you even someone called and you buy a new clothes for the person, or him, if he buys a new radio for me, each time I go to that radio, I will still remember that this is a replacement of the original one. So even though you know, even though you will not attack the person, but you know that, man, this is a replacement. I mean, you understand?
Yeah.
So there's every possibility for those experiences to come back. But the thing is, I see from that sharing ratio thing. Okay, we share it 50-50. I did it, is not happy. You are not happy because it's not the intention. Yes, me that you did it for. I'm not equally happy because it's not the intention. So both of us, our intentions may be wrong. And that is why we need to share it.
That's right.
In such situations.
Wow, thank you so much, man. I can relate to that. You know, we're attached to the things we own, whether we like it or not. You're attached to your phone. I remember sometimes some things. Imagine when you grow past something, clothes that you cannot wear anymore. You know the memories they bring whenever you check them out. So say, I understand when you get someone, you destroy someone's thing and then you try to replace it and it can't call it that be and things like that. But you know, we just have to find a way of forgiving. Hello.
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 Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Okay, I'm Ivy.
Hi,
welcome.
I've called the show a few times before.
That's right.
Yeah, I just want to contribute to this morning.
Okay.
To say that it's something that practically everybody has experienced.
Mm.
In my case, sometimes my children want to take the plate to the kitchen after I've had my meal. After us, the parents, have had our meal and something just falls and breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll feel so terrible.
Yeah.
But then I always have one way of, you know, making them feel better, making myself feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell myself and tell them that, look, these things are man-made. They are not meant to last forever anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So they are bound to come to an end somehow, someday.
Yeah.
If it isn't them breaking it, it could have been me.
Yeah.
You know, as long as it wasn't intentional, they should just forget about it. And that usually always helps them to feel better.
That's
right. And I also find it very easy forgiving and all of that. My daughter once burnt my dress too.
Oh, all right.
That, you know, relating with what happened to you and Andrea this morning.
Wow.
She was quite little, actually, when it happened. She was barely five.
Hmm.
It was a Sunday morning. I plucked the iron. And my husband was the one that wanted to actually iron as well.
Hmm.
But then he was distracted by something else. And then the girl just felt that, this ironing thing is simple. And I can do it for mommy.
Uh-huh.
And then she just carried the iron, and by the time she placed it there, it was gone. You know? And she felt terrible.
Aww.
I had to be hugging her to make her feel better, and I'm like, forget about it. It's just a dress. You know? It will end one day. I'm not going to wear it forever anyway, you know?
Man,
so that's just one mechanism I have.
All right.
I just tell myself, this thing can't last forever anyway.
That's right.
It will come to an end someday.
That's
somehow.
Right. That's right.
If it isn't somebody else, it will be me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I just wanted to say.
Wow, thank you so much. That perspective is really great because some parents will not care. They will just allow the anger of whatever it is that the child has done for against them or destroyed to them to be. I've seen glass, the slap with the Pico collected. We'll break that glass. You can't hold it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why the guy's already beating himself. And look at the daughter. I mean, you have to reassure them that you still love them.
Yeah.
Some children from one simple incident like that can hate their parents for life.
That's right.
And even when they grow up, because of the feeling they had when they were small, that particular feeling of that day, they may never forgive you.
Mm.
And what is it that you would have, you know, that would last forever, like the last caller said?
That's right. She is brilliant.
I mean, that's a brilliant way to go about it. It would be tough.
It would be.
You're angry, but you're hugging. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll go. You almost want to cry. It's painful.
It is.
It's just like, you know, a dad that because they were celebrating. The son joined, you know, their club scored the goal and they're celebrating. Oh, it's called goal! As the boy was doing like a goal. And so, you know, he didn't intentionally break the TV. Unintentionally.
Wow.
TV just fall. From goal to silence.
Oh my God.
They forget the goal. But the dad was just like this scholar. You know, the dad said, I'll ban that TV. Don't worry.
Wow.
You know, but the child, of course, felt really bad. Really sad, really sad. More calls coming in.
And that's right. We also have WhatsApp messages, but let's speak a few calls. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello,
good morning. Move away from your radio. Hello.
Okay, I'll just switch it off with my car.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Who do we
what's
have?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Thank you very much for your show. It's a wonderful show.
Thank you.
I listen to you every day, but this is my first time of calling.
Yay! Wow. Welcome. Wow. Welcome. Good to hear your voice.
Yes. Welcome.
And I decided to call because of the issue of forgiveness. For me, I know that it's not easy to forget. But when you have forgiven, when you do remember, it doesn't come with the pain or the hurt you felt when that thing was done to you.
That's right.
And just like the last caller, it's only when you attach more importance to all things around. For me, I feel it's better attach importance to the person who is involved. Because if you lose that person, you cannot replace that person.
That's right.
But whatever it is you lose, material things, you can replace it. And don't forget, it was done in error.
Yeah.
It was not an intentional thing. It wasn't done to hurt you.
That's right.
It was done in error. Like, okay, look at what Colin said this morning.
Yeah.
He wanted to do something romantic. And it turned out that your bones Andrew's shape. The one she wanted to really feel good about wearing it out this morning. Yeah. It doesn't change anything.
That's right. That's right.
What you should attach yourself to is that feeling. How many men are in this Mumu club?
I didn't tell you.
How many?
That's right.
I didn't tell you.
Are you a member?
No, she's a woman.
A woman, sir.
Your husband. Is your husband a member?
How many men are in that shoe? Very, very, very few men. So when you see love in play, don't attach importance to material things.
All right.
Get hold of that person.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you.
That person can never be replaced.
That's right. Wow.
That love can never be replaced. Can't replace it. I remember growing up, if you break my mom's china ware, you will cry till she will come back. And then by the time she comes back and she meets you sober, then she will say, okay. Ah, is it because of this you are crying? Stop, don't cry. But if she meets you not sober, she's going to discipline you for it because she will say you are going to do it again intentionally.
Wow.
This is life.
Yeah.
Let's hold on to one another than holding on to material things.
Thank you so much.
We can. Because, you know, for as long as we are together, we will help each other.
That's right. Well, we didn't get your name. Oh.
She's gone. She said she made a lot of sense. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yes, Ikenna speaking today.
Welcome, Ikenna.
Ikenna, welcome today again.
Thank you.
What's up?
Very wonderful family. Very wonderful, I must say.
Thank you.
And what is very instructive about your family is how you guys bring out some of your real life experiences to share with the general public. You know, I'm not married myself, but man, I'm beginning to understand that, man, there's a whole lot to be renting.
Yeah.
A whole lot to be renting, a whole lot in the sense that is it echoing at your side?
Yes, it
yes,
is.
Okay,
let me follow where.
All right, great. And we have like 30 seconds to go on a break.
Okay, can I hold on?
Okay. Oh, okay, if you can, that's fine.
If you can hold on, that's fine. We appreciate it. Okay, great. We're going to a quick breakdown. When we come back, we'll talk to Ikenna and then continue the conversation. Get to the clinic as soon as possible.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get
Set. That's right. It's What's Up Lagos right here, Nigeria, in from 99.3. You're hanging out with the techers. And we asked a question earlier about how is it that you handle a situation where that this person who loves you or you love so much hurts you unintentionally?
Mm-hmm.
How would you handle that? We have WhatsApp message.
No, Ikenna. Ikenna's on the line.
Ikenna, I'm so sorry.
I'm the third presenter.
All right, Ikenna, conclude your thoughts. Thank you for holding on.
Thank you for giving me the privilege. I must say that you guys are revealing real life experiences that one actually has to imbibe, knowing what family life is beginning to look like these days in our world. You know, but talking about forgiveness, actually, in this situation, you have a guy, your husband burnt your clothes. Mm-hmm. Something he didn't do intentionally. Mm-hmm. In all sincerity, I can understand how that kind of feeling would be for me. I'll be very, very sad.
Mm-hmm.
It would be very painful to me. So, and I know, of course, the receiving party would also be pained by that action.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, I would be glad if my partner can forgive me, forget about it. Yeah, and even if you have to remember it, maybe for the fun of it, the joke of it, and not remembering it more like to caution me, to restrain me from not damaging your property anymore. Because it gets to a point where I begin to feel that, having to remember it is even painful in itself.
All right.
Having to remember that act is
that's right.
So
very valuable.
Doing a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ikenna. Thank you for hanging on there. From that Ikenna's call, is straight to the newsroom for the news headlines. And then we continue with this and get into the clinic. Right, Andrea?
That's right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Back at Cheers 11:03
like,
on the
whoa.
Clock. That's right, like whoa. Check your time. Yeah, it's 11:04 right now. And What's Up Lagos is still live. And I think I have a few WhatsApp messages we need to quickly take before we head straight to the family clinic because we have a patient
that needs operation
right now. So we'll head straight to that in just a moment. But let's go straight to WhatsApp. WhatsApp, this person is saying, "Hello, I'm anonymous from Shasha. I discovered my woman cheated on me in a very stupid way, though she ain't happy about it, but she never mentioned it. I actually found out anyways, but she's shocked that I forgave her. I actually did forgive her, but forgetting will take a bit of time." And we understand that. We understand that. But I mean, sorry that you experienced that.
Wow.
Another message here is saying, okay, this one's not for us. What's up, Lagos? Guests alive, beautiful couple. Just dropped by to say hello and always know it. Doze din naji cares. Malungu is calm and serene, but he's saying stay woke. Okay, another is coming from E Plus. The storyteller says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. Great job." She's sending this message from Satellite Town. She says, "Satellite Town is looking bright today. With regards to a partner who unintentionally hurts you," emphasis on unintentionally. "This misunderstanding can be resolved by talking about it and not just talking about it. Ensure that you communicate to each, okay, to achieve a better understanding of what and what to avoid next time such a situation arise, okay? Then go ahead to appreciate your spouse for all the efforts thus far. Give him or her a peck and hug to compliment your gesture." Okay.
Okay. Finish.
You didn't
finish
do a peck or hug. But finish. It's okay. Trust me, I don't
do it. It's not okay. I will do a peck or hug. It's not okay. I'll do it now. It's not okay. It's
really
not okay.
I don't mind though. It's gone. I've actually forgiven you. You pay me, oh. You pay me. I don't look the shirt. I said, Jesus. Jesus,
she walked
chest.
Away. She just walked
my
away.
Chest.
I don't like.
I know.
You didn't even say sorry.
Sorry what? Sorry what? Who's saying sorry? I didn't just say a word. Like I didn't mention a word. I just went away like a very quiet breeze. Anyway, let's see. Oroyehu from Iba Ese says, there is this trekkers my mom bought for me, but it looks like Lagbaja trekkers. Hey God, he normally wears the nicknamed him Lagbaja in his secondary school days. Okay, he said, Mr. Collins and Andrea Ahiluna, what's up Lagos? Quite a long time here. Mm-hmm. How's the family? Yeah, quite a long time we heard from you as well. We're hoping that you're good. Another message is saying, to forget after forgiving doesn't mean the event erased from your memory. It only means you don't hold it against the person in the future. You can joke about it, but you don't harbor any issue about it. This is John from Yaba. All right, thank you for sending that one. We appreciate. All right, I think that's a bit of it. Oh wow, it's quite a lot more. Okay, David from Alakpere says, what's up Lagos? Since I can't call in, man, you guys deserve Guinness Book Award. I mean, Guinness, I think it's trying to say Guinness World Book of Record. That's the way it says, David from Alakpere. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for
right,
that
thanks
one.
Thanks for the nice compliment.
Another saying, what's up, Lagos? As for me, I always believe that what will be, will be. If it has to, if it has not been designed to be burnt, it will not be burnt. Mm-hmm. It might be painful, but we should learn to forgive after. I mean, to forgive and later forget. Uh-huh.
People read meanings to it and say that could be the reason, that there could be a reason behind it.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's a cloth somebody's planning to identify you with.
And shoot me.
Shoot who?
I mean, try and identify me.
Identify with you and toast you or maybe
okay.
Try their luck, you know.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you think I don't know people...
I mean,
no, no. Why you?
I know that you know.
You think I don't know people
look at me one kind of way.
Oh no, they say, "Hey, sweet girl." You say, "I'm so sorry, I'm married." They say, "Well, forget it."
I know. I mean, I've told you about
it. It's a number of experiences like that, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry, they'll be okay. You'll be fine.
Oh my god.
Absolutely. I know people didn't expect me to say that on the radio, but hey, we are the Techers, the reality show right here. Well, it's 8 minutes past the hour of 11, and we are set to get into some serious conversation now. And indeed.
Dipo, you're not serious at all.
And indeed.
So Dipo is saying that you should give me the peck.
And the hug.
And the kisses and the hug.
Yes.
And that.
Dipo, thank you. God bless you for.
And then I must come back.
This program has to pause. We pause the program.
If you're not streaming, I'm sorry. Ugh. You can't witness the but moment.
On Facebook, it is Nigeria Info 99.3. And on YouTube, it's Nigeria Info FM. That's how you can find out what's happening in the studio live. You can see her beautiful face. You can see me hug and peck her. Don't
give
hate.
Me some
just
sugar.
Appreciate.
Give me some sugar.
Oh. Which guy, deeper life hug is that one? I can't believe this!
All right.
Hold it back.
Okay.
All right, guys. Okay. So, yeah, sorry. we're back on the show. So sorry for burning your I know. That's me apologizing really from my heart again. Okay. And I know that you've forgiven me.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
I mean, it's okay, for God's sake.
Anyways, let's get back to the show right now. For those who are wondering what's going on, we are set to bring you who we have, the person we have in the clinic. There's a story that Tai Rapa, and I want you to listen to the story. We want you to listen to the story and then prepare your contribution for 1 minute.
Yeah.
And then it's a no judgment zone. Remember that. And that way, the person in the clinic is listening so that they can find a solution on how they can deal with this situation they found themselves in.
That's right. Stay with us.
Family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. We talk.
talk about real life conversations happening to real life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything. It's the Family Clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic.
Okay, let's get straight into the clinic. So this particular story was sent on behalf of the victim or the person involved. Mm-hmm. So it's an ex-boyfriend sending a message on behalf of his ex-girlfriend. Apparently, they're still friends, but she is quite in a fix at the moment. And she reached out to him asking him what she should do. And he felt, hey, how about I drop it on the family clinic and get Lagosians to talk about this on the show so that it can help him tell his friend, his ex-girlfriend, what to do about this current situation. Mm-hmm. So this is his story, and I'm going to read it. Let's see. He says, a long-lost girlfriend of mine, Lisa, was called me recently saying she was pregnant for her new boyfriend who didn't want to continue in the relationship anymore. When Lisa was much younger, she had a number of abortions that affected her womb. She stopped seeing her period after a while, and so she assumed she could no longer get pregnant. When she met this new boyfriend, he said he would not marry her unless she got pregnant for him. The relationship continued, though she didn't tell him she couldn't get pregnant. After a while, the boyfriend got impatient and got another lady pregnant. He then traveled to her village to have an introduction, only for Lisa to discover that the malaria she has been having is a 2-month-old pregnancy. When she told him that is her boyfriend, she was pregnant, he said there was nothing he could do since he has already done introduction with the other lady. Now, the pregnancy is 8 months old and the man says he wants his child. He is already living with the other lady, that is the other lady he went to do the introduction with. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. And they have a boy together.
Wow.
Should Lisa give him the child after she gives birth? Or should she keep the baby? That's what he's asking, because I mean that is where she is right now. So she reached out to him saying that I'm pregnant right now. My baby's 8 months. He's asking for his child. Should I give it to him or not? What do you think?
Lagos, you heard the story, man. I'm just doing. Yeah. There are so many parts of that story that are very, very emotional.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's hear what Lagos has to say. You know, this is like, is he? No judgment, guys.
Yeah.
No judgment. So
she had a bad past from what the story says.
Yep.
She's done multiple abortions. At some point, she stopped seeing her menstrual flow, and she assumed at this point that she can't get pregnant. Right? Mm-hmm. And now this person she is dating at the moment, or her current boyfriend, has been pressurizing her to get pregnant first before he can marry her. That was the condition he gave her. But from what the younger man, the gentleman who sends this message said, she never told him about her past. But he's just one of those guys who believe that you must get pregnant first before I can marry you. And so that was the condition. So at that point, she was struggling to get pregnant. It wasn't happening. The man got impatient and went ahead to sleep with another woman and got her pregnant. And he went to the introduction. And now he's already married to that one. Now she's pregnant. After telling him, he says, well, I already have someone I've gotten married to, so what do you want me to do? And now he's asking her to drop her child. I mean, when she gives birth to the child, he would have the child to himself. So she's a little confused right now. Should I, after giving birth, go ahead to give this man the child or keep the child to myself?
Lagos, what should Lisa, right?
Lisa.
Dummy name?
Yes.
Lisa, what should Lisa do? There are a lot of people out there in similar situations. And what do you even think about people who say that you must get pregnant before I...
Before I marry you.
Before I marry you.
Like, and then they start... Come on.
I don't understand. And some of them will say they are Christian, or they are one religion or the other. And you give that kind of condition. Wow. I'm just thinking about that. I'm just thinking about the little girl, Lisa, I mean, who would
I
have
mean,
tried...
She's not a little girl right
yeah,
now.
Of course. She would have tried... You know, to fix her life, to amend the past, which is may not necessarily be her fault, because we are quick to judge when you hear people, when people open up and say they had a wayward past. It's very easy to judge and say, you say, we're in the same Nigeria now. You mean me? I saw the things. I did not go fall victim because I knew what was right for me. In most cases, not because people choose to go the wrong way.
That's right.
Sometimes it's circumstantial and things you have no control over. But having said that, guys, what do you think Lisa should do? And I must give kudos to the boyfriend who decided to bring this on radio.
I am so
he is a great guy. Yeah. You know, I already can feel that it's a great guy for him to do that. I wish he could do anything more, but Lisa is in the mix right now. What should she do? She's confused on what to do in this situation. You heard the story.
I'll put up the phone line 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. You want to drop a WhatsApp message? You can do that.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's the number for WhatsApp. And you can comment on our Facebook Live right now at Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, and even on YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. That way you can also comment wherever you are. Share the link to your friends and friends from all around the world to be a part of the broadcast so that they can see our faces and hear a sound, and also we all can come together as a family and help Lisa, who is in the mix right here.
That's right. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Welcome.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
You have Sociable on the line.
Welcome, right. Sociable.
Is it that the lady is 8 months pregnant, or the baby is already 8 months pregnant?
She's 8 months pregnant. She has not given birth yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if she gives birth and she returns the baby to the man, who will suckle the baby? So, for me, my advice is that you should not return the baby to the man, at least until a certain age, if possible, like 15 years to 18 years. But the man have the chance, have the freedom to come and see the baby. And again, how do you return a baby to a man with another woman already? That is where we see people mistreating another person's baby. I know this thing for sure of some women. They don't use their eyes to see a baby from another woman of the same man.
That's right.
So I don't encourage that. Then, about getting pregnant before marriage is devilish.
All right.
It's devilish.
All right. Thank you, Sociable. Well, 1 minute, please, so that we can, you know, get as many...
What's up, Lagos?
Opinions Chester are possible.
Chester Live. Alive.
Welcome.
I greet you, the Techers.
We greet you double.
Big okay from Lekki.
All right.
Yeah. Like Sociable said already, she can't give the child to him. So who will suckle the child? You know, feed the child, you know, breastfeeding. You know, and it's also even dangerous handling the baby over to the husband, to the ex, you know? You know, so we don't know what's on the mind of the other woman. So, he doesn't even have the right to ask for the baby to be given to him.
Really? You think so? It's his father. I mean, he's a father.
You abandoned her. Abandoned her and went for another person because she didn't get pregnant for you. And unfortunately or unfortunately, she still got pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, that even actually shows he doesn't really love her.
Yeah. He was just after her giving birth and having a child for him.
Exactly. So that relationship is not on a strong foundation at all. And then for having a child before marriage, I think it's basically about mindset and tradition. Some people's tradition are like that.
All right.
You know, from the religious point of view, it's wrong.
Yeah.
But from the traditional point of view, I think they are right from their own aspect. They have their reasons.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. What should Lisa do? Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Yeah, my in-law, my sister. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Igwe Victor.
Yes,
promotion.
That's right. Let's talk. What should Lisa do?
Yeah, Sociabu and Adegoke from Lekki, they have all spoken well. But in addition, I believe, just like the first caller, Sociabu said, most times you see people reacting and behaving negatively to a child they believe is not their biological son or daughter. Now, in a situation whereby this man placed a caveat on the woman that if she doesn't give him a son or a daughter, there will be no marriage. I don't think it is rational for the woman to release the baby for now. The issue is that there is no how she could withhold the biological identity of the father. She can allow the man access, free access to the baby, but as for releasing, except if he's in a tight condition of maybe financial issues, you understand? Because most times you see people struggling, especially when it is a single parent. When the single parent is a woman, she might find it very difficult to cope as per financial aspect, but he has to press it to the man that the man should live to financial obligation of the responsibility of the fatherhood of that baby. You understand?
Okay.
But for outright giving up the baby, my own opinion is no. Thank you very much. You guys have been wonderful job.
Thank you so much. Slice of my in-law.
Okay. All right. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Actually, I've been trying to call for years now.
Ah.
I think it's my second time of calling. My name is Ada. I'm calling from First Start.
Welcome, Ada.
Andre.
What's
and
up?
Collins.
Yes.
I admire the both of you a lot. I'm not married yet, but listening to Nigerian Info is the best that has ever happened to me.
Aww.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Both of you are doing wonderful.
Thank you.
Then, for the issue for today, for me, I don't think she should return the child to the man. For me, I think the guy is being selfish.
Yeah.
For asking her to get pregnant before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair. He's not God and she's not God. And it's only God that gives children. Now, if she's not able to get child, the man goes ahead to get married to another lady. Now she's pregnant. I don't think she should return the child because she may get married tomorrow and she may not be able to have another child. I think she should hold the child, take care of the child. If the man wants to see the child, he's free to come and see. Then when the child is of age, then you can tell the child, this is who your father is. And this is what happened. That's what I think, in my own opinion.
All right. Thank you, Ada. Thank you so much for that one. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. You heard the story. Lisa, her ex-boyfriend sent a message to us saying that, you know, she's in a fix right now. This person she is currently dating, who she feels is she's still in a relationship with, was pressuring her at a time that she has to get pregnant for him first before they get married. And, you know, long time he was impatient, couldn't wait because she wasn't conceiving at the time. He went to, you know, get another person pregnant and not knowing that she was already pregnant. Now he has gone to do introduction, got to marry to that or that lady, and now she's pregnant. She went to meet him to say, I'm pregnant.
No.
He said, what
finally,
can I do? I'm already married to another woman. But hey, I need my child.
Boy, supposed to give that guy left hand. Anyways, Olayinka Olawumi says, for me, let her give him the child.
Okay.
If not, who will be the father of the child? Not minding her past. Thanks. Wow.
Okay.
And that's on Facebook. Grace Oladejo says, well, what's up, Lagos? I love you, Andrea. So Collins, take care. I beg. The lady should not give the man the child, though, since, you know, God has finally smiled on her. She just needs to get a good job. And if she has none at the moment, and joyfully take care of the wonderful gift that you should not give the child.
Okay.
Peter says, Lisa should keep the child because, you know, he did not pay the bride price.
Okay.
Aha, back to that matter.
Yeah.
He said, wow, someone says, he said, Andrea, your smile is everything.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Thank you.
Bertram Missy Wete says, which kind of thing be this? He said, Bert, keep your child and move on. What horrible guy to have dealt with unfairly with Lisa.
Wow. All right. On WhatsApp, OC says she should first count the cost of keeping the child. Again, she should also consider her family, her family's view of keeping the child of another man. For me, she should nurse the child and release the child to the biological father. Definitely, the child will never forget his or her mother. The man also would never forget the lady is the mother of his child.
Okay. And a quick break. We'll be right back to take more.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We talk about real life conversations happening to real life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything.
Welcome back. Yes, we are family, and the family clinic is live. Liza is in the clinic as her ex-boyfriend sent a message on her behalf to us that she is quite in a fix right now. I'm going to take the story for those of you who are just tuning. I'll take the story again so that you can follow through.
That's right.
Yeah, and understand the situation we're dealing with right now in the clinic. So he sent a message saying, a long-lost girlfriend of mine, Lisa, called me recently saying she was pregnant for her new boyfriend who didn't want to continue in the relationship anymore. When Lisa was much younger, she had a number of abortions that affected her womb. She stopped seeing her period after a while, and so she assumed she could never get pregnant. When she met this new boyfriend, he said he would not marry her unless she got pregnant for him. The relationship continued, though she didn't tell him she couldn't get pregnant. After a while, the boyfriend got impatient and got another lady pregnant. He then traveled to her village for introduction, only for Lisa to discover that the malaria she has been having is a 2-month-old pregnancy. When she had told, when she told him, that is her current boyfriend, that she was pregnant, he said there was nothing he could do since he has already done introduction with the other lady. Now the pregnancy is 8 months old and the man says he wants his child. He is already living with the other lady and they have a boy together. Should Lizzie give him the child after she gives birth or keep the baby to herself? What do you think Lizzie should do right now?
Lisa. Should do, yeah, that's right. Well, it's a dominant, by the way, so Lisa. All right. So that's the question. So I'll run back to Facebook where we're streaming live, and there are a number of comments here. Now, you remember the gentleman who sent a message on Facebook, that's Olayinka, saying that he wants the Lisa to give the baby
to the man.
The man. So Olayemi is responding to that. Say, Olayemi Martin says, why give an infant and a baby to a man married to another woman? So I think Olayinka should answer that. And what's up, Lagos? I love you, Andrea. I took that from Grace Oladeji already.
Okay, Peter, thank you. I love you too.
Peter says, Lisa should keep the child because he did not pay a bride price. I took that from Peter. Hamadiko Musa Yerima said, oh my God of mercy, this young man is a bully. Mm. Sincerely speaking, he said, let the lady shouldn't give him the kid and let the guy not use the kid to do spiritual money.
Oh my God. Where did that come from?
That's true. Now, the man who, I mean, I don't know whether to blame the guy also, to put some blames on him, but I feel that he has been unfair. I mean, if all he can talk about is the child, not minding about the fact that they shared something. But you never know what the other stories are. But let's take it to the story. Now, Fabian Francis Dinon said, what's up, Lagos? Lisa should keep the baby. And if she can take care of the baby, if, put a condition. Ashoumi Ola Oluwawumi says, it is just a pity that there's a 70% chance that the man might come for the child in future. For now, the lady should pick up her pieces, rebuild herself, and train her child. When the father is ready, I'm trying to open the last part of that. Okay, when the father forgets, the child would not. All right. He said, what's up, Lagos? So this from G. White Man. He said, what's up, Lagos? Let Lisa keep her baby because the man did not pay for her head. In my place, if you did not pay for a woman's bride price, you don't own the baby at all. Now, if another man pays the bride price, automatically he owns the baby. Thanks and well done. You know, we talked about that.
Okay.
I told you.
Okay.
Lawrence Olutayo says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys. I love your talk show, man. I love it. He said, I just want to say God bless you all. I love you so much.
Amen.
Thank you, Lawrence. You appreciate Lawrence for that.
All right, on WhatsApp, Onyx from Ikoyi says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. No doubt you guys are doing great from the sound of your voice. On the situationship at hand, I think the child should stay with the mother. The man can be given the opportunity to come see the child from time to time. However, he must be financially responsible for the child to be given that privilege. When the child has come of age and wish to go leave with the father, then it's understandable at that point. Shikina. Okay, another message here is saying, good morning, the family clinic. Lisa, she should have... should have and raise the baby. The father should only support the child. She should be thankful to God that she has a child considering her past. Single moms are doing well these days, and she's saying, brave up, girl. Brave up. Okay, another message here says, hello, Collins and Andrea. The lady should not give up the child to the man. Also, people should refrain from this devilish act of not getting married to someone until they produce a child. My cousin married, refused to wed his wife till she got pregnant. And a few weeks after the wedding, she got a miscarriage. And since then, she hasn't gotten pregnant again. It's over 8 years now. People should stop that. Stop daring God. Okay. I mean, really, think about
that
it.
That condition...
I don't know.
Someone said it's tradition, say some tribe, but I don't know what sense is in that.
Because, I mean, look at this story now.
Oh.
Right? She got pregnant, yes, but I mean, she lost it in the marriage, and right now she's not even pregnant again. So, I mean,
divorce now.
Exactly. How is that a determining factor? But, anyways, right? It just shows that the love or the reason for the marriage is not on the love that he has for you as the woman. It's a conditional kind of love that you have to produce a child for me to love you or to have you as my wife. Wherever that came from, man.
I don't know where it came from, really.
Okay.
All right, more messages.
More messages.
The calls have been buzzing.
We'll take this one last one and we go to the phone lines. Okay, this person here says, good morning. She should keep her baby and take care of her baby. At this point, she shouldn't be after the marriage because it's obvious the guy doesn't love her. But it's important she learns from her mistake. Open up to the next person available for her who will love her and will definitely love her irrespective of her past.
All right.
Okay.
There's some messages on YouTube. We'll get back to that. But let's get back to the calls now. 0700-993-993-993.
Yes. And the female-only line is 01465-7190.
A lot of messages on WhatsApp. You can send yours to 0809-597-5805. If you're just joining us, go on Facebook or YouTube to find the story. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. You can go there. You know, go back and listen to the story again so that you can contribute. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Fumi.
Hi, Fumi. Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
I'm sorry, I'm in the office, so I don't want to shout.
It's
okay.
But, I can relate with this. I am a single parent as well.
Okay.
So I got married, the whole thing, blah, blah, blah. It fell apart. And I really feel for this lady in the house, seriously. What I think she should do is keep her baby. It's her baby. She should keep it. But then... or just for the child and the nearest future, and to avoid embarrassment, she can allow the man into the child's life only if he is ready to be financially
responsible
for the child, yes. Only on that condition, because it, I mean, the man already has a child and she is just 8 months pregnant. That means that he already got someone else pregnant even before she got pregnant. So what are we saying here? Absolutely. He has gone out already. He was just playing around to see, okay, who gets pregnant
first. Absolutely. Absolutely.
He went along with that person. So she should just keep herself. God has shown her mercy even after all the abortions. She has a baby now. That is her own compensation for the whole wahala.
All right.
She just keep her baby. Take good care of the baby. Allow him access only if he can be responsible.
Okay. All right.
Saying that, and I wish her well in life.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Amazing show you guys have. I listen every day.
Oh, wow.
All my colleagues here have infected all of them. There's one inspiration, baby. I've turned that to Nigeria Info Baby.
So. Oh, wow.
Even my boss, everyone in the house now.
We appreciate it.
So good.
We appreciate
thumbs up to you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate for the comments. Well,
wow! I mean, that
they never born picking that. No one is even touching me now. The child is still
in the
womb, and this man is already making it. Anyways, let's just
this could
that.
Even this could even because I know what it is, man. When you're pregnant, there's a lot going on. Your psyche, or there's just so much going on, and how getting to deal with this right now is a lot.
Huh. Hello.
Omo, they don't pick my call.
Hey, wo.
Baba Sally.
I swear, this is the funniest thing today. This is the funniest thing.
They don't pick my call. We greet you too. Welcome.
We double greet you.
Hey, Baba.
Welcome.
My name is Daniel.
Daniel, where are you calling from?
Yeah, from Igondo, Lagos.
Okay, let's talk. What should Lisa do?
Well, I will not call it confession. Let me say something. I was once in that shoe.
Okay.
As in, trying to get somebody pregnant before you marry. I dated a girl, and that girl, for 4 years, no issue. So she did a test, and she had a ovary failure. So with that result, I was just, I couldn't continue the relationship.
Wow.
But I'm not God. Do you believe that when I left that girl, it didn't take up to 2 years, that girl got married and had a child?
Wow.
Wow.
That's why I want to tell people. People should stop that mentality. It is very, very bad. It is. That's why I said I must call. Let me just say this testimony.
Fantastic.
So that's
Thank
why.
You.
Number
Thank
two,
you.
For that girl, she should not be ashamed. This happens for a reason. She should be happy that she's pregnant. If she put to bed, she shouldn't give the baby to that man. That man is a wicked man. He should not do that. Look at many single mothers. They are doing well. Many of them, they are doing well. She should not be ashamed of herself.
Okay.
So things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
So that lady, she should go, if she puts to bed, I pray she puts to bed safely and God will make her deliver safely. Let her never give that baby to that man at all, because the man did not pay her back price.
Right. Thank you.
She should not be ashamed.
Thank you so much.
That's what I want to say. She should be proud of herself. Things happen for a reason. Look at the first caller said that if you give birth before marriage, it's devilish. Let me correct you. Do you know Mary, the mother of Jesus? Joseph had children before he got married to Mary.
That's right.
You know that?
That's
so
right.
People don't say things, they don't read the Bible very well.
That's right.
So that is it.
Okay.
That's what I want to say.
Thank you so much. And thank you for that confession, or if you like, and the strong message from the last caller.
That's right. He had to debunk, say that, you know, that mentality does not make any sense. I mean, we're not God. We don't determine who gets pregnant and when we get pregnant.
Yep. That's it.
Anyway, we have,
more calls.
More calls indeed. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. And what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Good morning, Andrea and Colin.
Good morning.
This is actually my fourth time calling.
Yay.
Wow.
I've always enjoyed your show. I'm in transit.
I said I must call in, and for the first time, you guys picked my call.
Wow.
It's going to be a great day then.
Indeed.
So, yeah. And I always enjoy your show. It's been fun.
Thank you.
So, hanging out with you guys, even though I never get to call you.
Great.
So, now coming back to this story, people make a lot of mistakes, right? Especially when it gets to relationship issues. I don't know, like when you, the moment you get into a relationship with a guy and the guy is already giving you conditions so to get him married to you and all that. Any situation like that where there are conditions like that, I don't think people should be in such relationships. Already the person is telling you the reason he is with you. This is the reason I'm with you. You have to get pregnant. And if you don't get pregnant, there's no love. Right? I don't love you, just for procreation, right?
Yeah.
Now your God has smiled on you and you got pregnant. Like the guy rightly said, the man has no hold on that child now. It has to do with your decision to either let the child go or hold on to the child. But the guy has no legal hold on that child. So they can go to court, they can say, he's the father and all that, but you still have the final say.
That's right.
They can't force you to give up the child. You have to decide to give. But I will want the lady to be happy she could actually get pregnant. And like the guy really said, there's a reason for everything.
Yeah.
That's right.
Probably this is how God has decided that she's going to have a baby. Maybe this man is actually meant to be her husband in the first place. Not for me.
Just maybe.
He's actually meant to come in and get her pregnant. Because maybe he's the only one that can actually get her pregnant. Despite her condition. There's no other man out there that could have gotten her pregnant. So she should be happy that she's pregnant, she's got a baby of her own.
Yeah.
She hold on to that baby no matter what comes. She's going to be her decision. She can tell you, maybe tomorrow the baby may want to know who the father is. That would be the only reason why she should introduce this baby to the man. If not, the man has no hold on her and the child.
Okay.
All right.
The baby is hers. She could get pregnant despite everything. And that's just my thing.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Makes sense.
All right, we have WhatsApp messages and
calls too.
The phone lines are really buzzing off the hook. And thank you all. Thank you for always.
The love
for showing so much love to whoever we have in the clinic. Okay, let's see. Peter Ayorin. Oh my God.
Ayorinde.
Oh my God.
Ayo Wakakon.
Yes.
Rich.
Okay, so shout out to you, Peter. I'm sorry, I'm hoping I didn't murder your name. Okay. He is sending this text message from Anthony, and he says, well done, world record couples. That lady should quickly go to the Lagos State Ministry of Women for Gender Affairs or Advocate for Women or Lagos State Alternative Dispute Resolution. He says she should file for sole custody if she is threatened, or if she is gentle and kind, she should file for dual custody for the unborn child. The ADR, that is Lagos State Alternative Dispute Resolution, he says, will fight for dual financial responsibility, and she won't have to cater for the child alone because in the future, the child will still be claimed by the father. So the ADR will legally collect from the man's salary to take care of the child.
That's a very good advice.
Yeah.
Super advice. Because you never know.
Very practical. Very.
Some people are very troublesome. The man might later start, bringing trouble. Like, it's my child. What do you mean? And blah, blah, blah. And then giving the lady who's already troubled extra trouble. She bring government in straight up ahead.
Yeah.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Oh, what's up, Lagos? Let me stop it there.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
You're doing an amazing job. God bless you.
Amen.
Please, I just had a man contributed to the issue on ground now that he said that according to the Bible, Moses had children before they were married to Mary.
Okay.
Yeah, that is not true. Please, you should go back to the Bible and clarify that.
Okay. That Joseph did not have children,
He did not have children before getting married to Mary. He did not. The man should go back to the Bible and read very well, study it very well.
Okay.
All right.
So let's find the lady
in question. She should keep the baby, but that does not stop her from
showing the baby to the guy or the guy to the baby when she put to bed at a specified age. Okay. When the child is of reasonable age, she should let the child know the father. But before then, the man should see to the upkeep of that child. That's my contribution.
Okay, when you say reasonable age, what age do you mean?
From the age of six.
Six.
All right.
When the child, yes, but before then, the man should take responsibility of the upkeep of that child.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Right, fantastic. Wow. Hello.
Hello, the Tekkes.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
It's morning.
Good morning.
It's still morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so the people that called earlier, I've actually said what I wanted to say, but since I was already on call, let me just say what I want to say.
All right.
Okay, so first things first, the lady should not bother going to the man for anything. She should just do like the previous caller called and do an official legal processing of the man financing the baby.
The baby.
Because it's his baby. And there's not other people saying that it's her own. Tomorrow, that child wants to know her father. So, it won't be a good idea to allow her carry all the costs. And tomorrow, the child does not go to the father. So, let them start from the beginning now and share it.
Okay.
But she shouldn't bother forcing him to marry or anything. Just leave him.
Okay.
But just make sure that he finances his responsibility. Then too, the man who said Joseph had a baby, had children, that's a very big lie.
Oh my God.
The Joseph's children came after Jesus' birth. Some people say it's only Jesus, but it's not true. Mary had several other children. The Bible says Jesus. Both boys and girls.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, thank you very much. That's not the subject matter. I probably was not calling to share that and to clarify that. That's not, in fact, the reason I was mute on that was so that people don't change the subject. I just knew that people were going to call to change the subject. But anyways, we're talking about Lisa.
Lisa is in the clinic. Yeah. And I think Lisa has an answer already, but let's get to hear the next call.
Hi, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Wow, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Hello, Andre and Colin. Take
care. Yes, how are you?
This is Juby.
Hi, Juby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, my own contribution is that, have you thought about the boyfriend, the ex-boyfriend that brought up you try to find out what his interest in.
Okay.
Maybe he actually has interest in her. You thought about that?
Okay.
Yeah, that's another point from which I'm looking at it.
Okay. But we don't know the state of that boyfriend, whether it's the ex-boyfriend, whether he's also married or is engaged, which was most likely the case.
Yeah, but he might still have interest. That's
great, Ojumi, because actually sitting here, I was thinking about it like, at the end of the day, the guy could be the husband, unknowingly.
Yeah, he might actually have interest in her anyway.
Right. All right.
And maybe he might not be comfortable with having the child around since the other man has been asking. And then maybe the lady is like worried how she can handle the situation. Maybe turn the baby over. But if he actually has an interest, then he should be able to accommodate both the child and the mother. That's the angle at which I'm looking at it.
Okay.
That's a good angle. Thank you so much.
What
if the guy has interest and what is the conversation behind?
Yeah, I think it's very possible. I mean, it's very possible because he showed so much interest in, you know, this his ex-girlfriend situation. He showed so much concern. It could be from a place of genuine care and love. You know, it could also be from a place of, you know, I want to be there for this lady because I want something more. So how can we, you know, deal with this particular situation that could be like a hindrance to me and her, you know, that could be it. But I don't want to narrow it down to that just yet. We're still looking at how that she, you know, because eventually the real father of that unborn child is still in the picture here. So she's rather confused. He's demanding for his child. What should I do about it?
If she has full custody and by the law go to government and gives her reasons, the man will only show up when based on agreement.
We'll go on a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Welcome back. This is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we are live on the Family Clinic on What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Yes. I love it when we say we are
the Techers.
One name. You remember that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we had one very crazy silly song that we composed.
So you see, guys.
On a good day, we're going to, you know, drop our single.
We'll be unleashing a number of, you know, exclusive contents very soon on social media.
Oh, my goodness.
And
why?
There's a page out there that's, you know, just look for it. Was it? Did I give it out?
No.
Okay, not
What's
yet.
What's your problem?
Okay. I can't wait. Now, what are you doing? Anyways, I feel that Lisa has gotten what she should be making a decision right now.
Yeah.
I mean, if this the boyfriend, the ex-boyfriend, takes the message of this show to her.
To her, yes.
And the link is available, so we also share the link. She can go back and listen to what Lagosians have said and all the different angles to this matter. Mm. But this is where we wrap it up. Oh, there are some messages.
There are some messages.
Okay, we could do that quickly, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sylvester Simon from Lekki says, since the guy is interested only in the baby, would he be held responsible if anything happens to the lady during the childbirth? That's another way to look at it, because at the end of the day, she is still pregnant. I mean, who's going to pay for the hospital bills? Mm-hmm. Whatever happens to her, during the delivery and all of that. I mean,
who's
we pray that she
her?
Has a safe delivery. We really
her
pray.
Her family needs to be by her. Whoever she considers family, those she loves, needs to be by her.
Absolutely.
Very actively right now.
Absolutely. Okay, Timothy from Ikeja says, for the lady, she should keep the baby because it might be the only child she would have in her entire life. Mm. But the question is, why did she decide to keep the pregnancy without aborting the pregnancy? Oh, my God. People end up.
How can you suggest abortion? What to you?
Okay, Slee Bizarre says, hello, the Techers. What if Lisa never got pregnant after marrying this guy as she feared because of the things she did in the past? She hid it deliberately from the guy that there was a risk of not getting a child. Should the guy had stuck with her? Even when she could not trust the guy enough to confide in him about her past, why not let the guy know the risks so that he can also decide if the situation was acceptable to him or not? What if he had married her and she couldn't have a child for him? Should he just leave in ignorance and accept such a fate?
Should he? You're just blaming. You're not telling Lisa what to do.
Exactly.
A lot of messages. Irene Iru, Joey Osayo, I see you. Alero, Rupi, all of you on Facebook. But our time is far spent. All your messages are well acknowledged and we appreciate you.
Yeah.
And I know the next time you send your message early enough so that we can take them. For those who sent it early and couldn't take, apologies. It's just too many. Overwhelming here.
That's right.
And it shows the love that you have for us.
And the phone lines are still even buzzing at this time. Thank you again, Lagos, for always coming through right here on the Family Clinic. We really do appreciate.
That's right. That's right.
But this is where we draw the curtains for today.
Mm-hmm. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
All right.
We've worked with the best team, by the way. Ruth Kadri, not forgetting Dikwa Mowari. And you can follow us on socials at Andrea_Teke on Instagram.
And here is Collins_Teke.
Thank you.
Goodbye.